Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Grandparents not to drive while using their typewriters. Why should it be any different for us kids and our cell phones? Distracted driving was the cause of more than 3,000 deaths in 2022. Come on, we're smarter than this. Let's put down the phones and focus on the roads. Drive safe, everybody.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You know that big bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Tune into the BT and Sal Show weekdays from 10 to 2 on The Fan. Presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac is the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants.
Wake up with Boomer and Geo. Mornings 6 to 10 on WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1, New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
WFAN Sports Flash.
Good evening at 11 o'clock. I'm Marco Belletti, and this is sponsored by Chef IQ. Precision cooking, effortless results, chefiq.com. No answers for the Knicks on the second leg of a back-to-back as they fell to the Magic, 124-107.
First of all, you got to give them credit. Jamal Mosley and the rest of Orlando Magic, they kicked our ass. It's as simple as that. They came out with a physical presence that we didn't handle well.
Knicks shot just 11 of 36 from deep. That's 31%. Jalen Brunson, 31, but only one other starter in double figures. That was Karl Anthony Towns with 15 and 12 rebounds as the Knicks saw their five-game win streak come to a halt. It's the Jameis Winston Show Sunday for the Giants. Name the starter as Jackson Dart remains a concussion protocol. Winston asked what he expects from that crowd.
I just want them to be excited, come ready, expect us to give it all we got. Just like y'all, just like when the Giants fan come up, we know we're going to feel them. We know that we're going to receive them. Receive us with open arms, and we're going to give you what you desire.
Tarik Skubal, Paul Skeens, they're your Cy Young winners. Vincent Trocheck, his first two goals of the year. Will Cooley scored twice as well. Rangers punished the Lightning 7-3. Igor Shesterkin, 31 saves. And the Devils trail the Blackhawks 1-0 midway through the second period. 48 degrees, cloudy skies, Central Park. That's happening. I'm Marco Belletti.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Oh, man. I just thought about Brian Daboll, right? Remember when he won that game and he comes into the locker room, he says, play juicy. Real one. Wore Jordan 3s and a lot of guys, like players, coaches, former players, they like Brian Daboll. He's going to land on his feet. He just had to go. It didn't work. He had to be the first sacrificial lamb. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 888-808-1019. Spent probably the first, hour and a half coming off of Steve Summers' show talking about the Giants, talking about Mike Kafka, Joe Shane. We'll still play some cuts from Jameis Winston. I played Brian Burns, but I'm itching to get into the lukewarm stove, the GM meetings. Scott Boras holding court. He tickles me. He's a funny one. I remember last year trying to make some of my own Scott Boras puns. Like, I call Scott Boras baseball's Bond villain. He's the evil super agent of baseball. He's filthy rich. And he's never stopping as long as he's breathing. He's old, but he's on time for these GM meetings where he's holding court, and he's got his puns together. So we're definitely going to play some of them. And since I had Bregman on my screen with former manager of your New York Metropolitans, Buck Showalter, I'm like, I got to start getting into this because this show will be over and it's time. Bregman is somebody who should be of interest to the Mets. Bregman is somebody who signed with the Boston Red Sox and similar to the Pete Alonso contract. You know, Boras sets these contracts up with the opt-out where they get the big money up front. They can opt out and retest the market. And here is Scott Boras today holding court. And bear with me. It's long. You got to keep in mind it's Scott Boras in front of the media in Vegas. This is his shining moment every year. He cannot wait to almost get on stage. Like this is him performing as a stand-up comedian, as a solo act, like him getting the microphone. He prepares this stuff. He's not reading off a teleprompter. It's all in his head. Here is Scott Boras talking about the Boston Red Sox and, wait for it. Wait for the Alex Bregman pun.
I would certainly think that, like in Boston, we learned a lot about Bregman in 25 because in Boston, prior to 25, they had a lot of lineup do not holes. And certainly, prior to 25, Boston has been a kind of a club that's been has Duncan well below the playoff line. I think it was a bad roast in Beantown. Certainly, and give the owners credit in 25. They went out and spent some Starbucks.
Wow.
Bring in a Bregman blend that led them to the playoffs. So I'm sure the Boston fans don't want this to be just a cup of coffee. and no one wants a Brexit.
This guy, I wonder how long it took him to cook all of that. Donut, do not holes. Duncan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders, Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Donuts is getting free promo off of Scott Boras. Starbucks as well. Brexit, bro. I mean,
that's more flow. A cup of coffee. Some freestyles right there, man. That's a freestyle off
it
the
is.
Dome.
It is. It's not off the dome. I know he was sitting in his dungeon somewhere.
But even if he wasn't looking at a piece of paper. He was staring right into cameras and a mic.
It's impressive that, like, the delivery. Someone who raps every week and works on cadence and delivery and bars and puns and stuff like that. I'm impressed by Scott Boras. Not really. He should give it up. It's comical that the most famous agent in baseball yearly does this with his clients. And Alex Bregman is a proven postseason player. He's in the postseason every single year. He's somebody that Yankee fans were interested in. I think Yankee fans are split. Cheater, cheater. I hate going to Yankee Stadium and y'all want to chant cheater when he comes up to the plate or George Springer comes on. It's like, bro, forget about it. It doesn't help. Doesn't help. You know, we got to figure out something here. Sidebar. Because I was listening to Steve, and that little, like, that reverb, that feedback, I thought it was my headphones for weeks. And I've been gone for a week, and I heard it with Steve. Steve had over-ear headphones. In-ear headphones. What is it?
So Steve's feedback is from this microphone transitioner thing he uses, or a headphone machine, that makes the volume like 30 times louder than it is if you just put the jack into the headphone jack. So his makes it louder, and because he puts it so loud, that comes over on the air, which causes the feedback. Okay, that's how loud Steve listens.
Maybe my headphones are still too loud. I don't need to hear my own voice that loud. I don't have any calls right now, but I just was hearing it. I'm like, I was hearing the same sound listening to Steve earlier. I don't know. Anyway, just resetting here. Now we're talking baseball a little bit. Of course, still taking your calls on the Giants. Still taking your calls on Mike Kafka, Jameis Winston. We'll play some Jameis Winston cuts. But now I'm setting the stage for the lukewarm stove. Like when you turn the stove off and you go back 10 minutes later and it's not going to burn you. But like, it's still, I don't think lukewarm is the term. Lukewarm is the term for like water. It's like I don't know what that term is. Call me up if you know the term when the stove like is still on. It's still hot. You know, when the light is on, it's like cooktop, stovetop, still hot, but it's not really hot. It's just like a warning type of thing. That's where we are right now with the GM meetings. Nothing's going down yet. But here's some things that I collected out there. Well, not doo-doo-doo-ch. That was for the puns. But I guess drum roll, please. Okay, Paul Skeens. I've been waiting to get to this Paul Skeens conversation because I was at Yankee Stadium. I think it was 2023 when Livy Dunn pulled up. And the Yankees were also hosting, like, Navy guys, like Navy, what are the Navy, midshipmen? And these Navy guys were whooping it up. Every guy that was in eyeshot of Livy Dunn was like, yo, Livy, like, Everybody's trying to get a picture with her. Everybody's trying to get her attention. She's like that. Honestly, put her right up there. I mean, I know y'all like Sydney Sweeney, but I think she's a prettier girl than Sydney Sweeney. They're different. But why I talk about Livy Dunn here is Livy Dunn tried to get Babe Ruth's apartment in New York. They didn't allow it because she's too big. Like, she's too famous. Like, they make that move, and then the people that live in that building, wherever it is in New York, the block is hot. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's too many people pulling up. Livy Dunn needs security all the time. But Livy Dunn is the girlfriend of Paul Skeens, your reigning NL Cy Young winner. Congratulations to him tonight. And that's why I talk about the power of Livy Dunn. Livy Dunn is from, I think, Berlin, New Jersey. Where is Livy Dunn from in Jersey? So she's from Westwood, New Jersey. She is a Jersey girl. She's a Yankee fan. And also, let's go Devils. As I need to check back on that Devils game. And why don't I have that Devils game on in here? Oh, it's on TNT. Paulie, let me know if you know how to get to TNT, what channel that is in here. Good looks. Appreciate it. I've seen her in the Devils gear too. She was in the Stadium Series jersey. She's one of the Devils, like, you know, influencers that shows up there. 1-0 Blackhawks over the Devils right now with 6:55 left in the second period. Livy Dunn wants her man to play for the Yankees. And so this article that Randy Miller put out, and whatever you think about Randy Miller, it is what it is. Clint Frazier hates Randy Miller. Randy Miller has been on this radio station. I remember him getting on with Ricky Ricardo and saying that the Yankees would not be one of the top bidders for Juan Soto. He was wrong with that. But there was a quote in there that came from an anonymous teammate of Paul Skeens that read, "Trust me, he wants to play for the Yankees. I've heard him say it multiple times." I like the sound of that. I like the sound of that. Because wanting to be a Yankee means something to me. Wanting to be a Yankee means something to me. Like, I want players that want to be Yankees. Cody Bellinger, you want to be a Yankee? We'll get into that soon as well. But where there's smoke, there could be some fire. I don't think the Pirates are trading him this offseason. But this is the, you know, kind of still warm stove. And Livy Dunn has an apartment in New York somewhere. She didn't get Babe Ruth's apartment. She's a Yankee fan. She's been to Yankee Stadium multiple times. She's a Devils fan. She's been to the Prudential Center. And Paul Skeens wants to win. And the Yankees are always competitive. They are always winning. They might not win at all, but they're in the postseason a lot. And I heard some conversation earlier about Cam Schlittler and some people saying certain guys, like, if they want Cam Schlittler, George Lombard Jr., Spencer Jones, Jason Dominguez, Luis Gil, they can have all five of them for Paul Skeens. Have you guys ever watched a full Paul Skeens game? I mean, sometimes with the Pirates, it's like, he shouldn't be on the Pirates. If he's with the Yankees, he's going to dominate sooner rather than later. You know, like, Paul Skeens changes everything.
You know who he is?
That's such a dream.
He's the next Shohei Ohtani. Ohtani was on the Angels. He's what I mean by that, Ohtani on the Angels, nobody cared. He moved to a big market team, and now look at him.
People
care. When Skeens goes to a big market team after Pittsburgh, he will absolutely blow up.
I mean, he was the rookie of the year last year.
Yeah, but nobody cares about Pittsburgh. Nobody cares.
I guess because I'm a baseball
fan. Again,
like,
nobody cared about Ohtani on
pitch
the Angels.
He was in the College World Series with LSU. I watched him pitch at LSU. Some of those games were on ESPN. I'm like, this guy's a freak. He's just dominant, man. And, I mean, if there's truth to him wanting to be a Yankee, obviously with his girl and that influence, Yankees give up whomever for that. And Brian Cashman, I don't think it's going to happen. I believe he's still under control for the next 3 seasons, maybe 4. But Cashman, pick up the phone. Rap with them. I forget the GM of the Pirates' name, but we were able to work with them to get David Bednar. And the GM said that there were better packages. Ben Sherrington. But he liked what Brian Cashman offered. And maybe he'll like what Brian Cashman has to offer this time around. 888-808-1019. I remember, you know, being on here and, damn, I'm blanking on the young man's name that was in the Bednar trade and why they liked that package. Oh, I know. Because the Yankees, and I remember talking about it, the Yankees, as much as people want to say the Yankees don't develop talent, right, or that, which is a lie, they certainly develop catching talent. I don't know if you remember the night I had Rafael Flores call in. I think it was during the All-Star break. It was right before the trade deadline. And I asked him about potentially being traded. He got traded and he got into a game with the Pirates, or a couple games at the end of the year with the Pirates. But the Pirates sent the Yankees David Bednar, who became the Yankees closer and will be the Yankees closer next year, because they like Rafael Flores. So Ben Cherington, Brian Cashman, start talking about what it's going to take for Paul Skeens. 888-808-1019, as I see some of the Yankee calls coming in. Speaking of Yankee closers, Devin Williams did close some games. Devin Williams, I joked, would be the you know, the big signing of the offseason for the Yankees, but I hope not. I'm good on Devin Williams. I'm good on Devin Williams. I know he got better and he figured it out, but I ain't got time for that. I'm good. So Devin Williams now has been linked to who else? The Dodgers. And Edwin Diaz, too. So, yeah, there's mutual interest between the Dodgers and free agent pitcher Devin Williams. And if you can recall, on that intro Zoom call that Devin Williams had with the Yankees, they asked him about, like, what he thought when he first heard he was getting traded. He said he thought he was getting traded to the Dodgers. He thought it was the Dodgers because the Dodgers are always making moves. The Dodgers are always going to get teams. I think he's probably more excited to go to the Dodgers than New York, especially with the beard, not knowing that the Yankees are going to let him keep the beard. Well, he'd have to shave it and then grow a new one back. All right, let's get to some of these calls. We're going to get more into Alex Bregman, Pete Alonso later. Now we're kind of talking Paul Skeens and Devin Williams. But yeah, there was something else that I caught with, you know, and I was talking about Bregman and Alonso and them both being Boris clients. I think Alonso comes back to the Mets. I've been saying it since in season. The Mets aren't good enough to let Pete walk. They're not. Like, you can't lose that bat. You can't lose that presence. You can't do that to your fans. You can't come off of not making the postseason and then lose Pete Alonso. But there's a lot of people pointing to the Red Sox being interested in Pete Alonso. I don't want that to happen. Like, as the Yankees faced off against the Red Sox, like, Pete Alonso could be the difference where Pete Alonso makes the Red Sox instantly better. So, yeah, there's some audio that I will play as well. I'll send it to Paulie right now on that, but let's take some calls because that's the whole thing, right? We're supposed to take calls, supposed to talk to the fans on the fan about fan type of stuff. Neil is in Manalapan, home of the Braves, on the fan in New York. What's up, Neil?
Hey, good. How are you, Keith?
Good.
Hey, you're right about the pitching, but you can sign those Japanese pitchers, right? There's a good one out there. Obviously, Skeens is great, but what I wanted to talk about, how hopefully the Yankees don't make a mistake with Cody Bellinger like we did with DJ LeMahieu, coming off a great year. He gave him a big contract, then he falls off year 2, 3, 4, and was stuck with this big money. So it's better to probably let him go if they want to go, find Bregman, Alonso, and a couple of these Japanese pitchers and trade for a pitcher. That's the way they should go at it. What do you think?
Yeah, thanks for the call, Neil. Now, I know that this Tatsuya Imai character, and we'll have to cue up what Scott Boras said about him because he's also a Scott Boras client. I know that there, you know, he's been linked to the Yankees. He's going to post on November 19th. He's not Paul Skeens. Like, I haven't seen him throw a pitch. He's not Paul Skeens, bro. Like, and I honestly don't think Paul Skeens is getting traded this offseason. Tarek Skubal should get traded this offseason. Mets fans for Tarek Skubal. You should be all over that. I was talking about that a month ago. I think I was talking about that after Tarek Skubal got taken out of that game, Tigers, Mariners, and the Mariners advance, a 15-inning game. That game was on a Friday night. I watched it over at the Village Tavern. I left. I went to another bar. I got on the train, went home. That game was still on. Like, this game is never ending, and the Mariners prevail. Tarik Skubal has Mets written all over it. The Tarik Skubal trade. And I know some of y'all don't want to give up Nolan McLean. I would for Tarik Skubal. What? You don't have the pitching. You don't, like, it was funny. I was, you know, looking for stuff, and David Stern spoke again as well. Shout out to Laura Albanese. I've had her on a couple of times. She wrote, David Stearns confirms that the Mets will be looking to have some more long relief type options out of the bullpen. They'll look both internally and externally for the correct fit. And I laughed when I read that because I'm like, yeah, you should have some more long relief options just in case you don't have any starters that could go past the fourth inning again. Josh is in Connecticut on the Fan. What's up, Josh?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Great. Quick few points. First of all, I think the Mets should go after Devin Williams after signing Edwin Diaz because he's low risk. He's going to be small contract, and his ceiling is crazy high.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea, too. Bang, Devil score, tie game. Here we go. Devin Williams as the setup guy for Edwin Diaz, that'll help you out. You're not going to need too much, you know, long relief. If you got a starter that can go seven innings, you pass it off to those guys.
And also, what do you think about Luke Weaver for the Mets? Also another guy that has a high ceiling and will be a low contract.
Oh, I joked about Luke Weaver being 1 foot into Citi Field, having half a Mets jersey on before we even got to the postseason. Like, Luke Weaver is the next Clay Holmes, Luis Severino, as far as the Yankees not bringing him back and the Mets saying, come on down.
Yeah, and also, what do you think about the Mets getting Cody Bellinger?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen.
They need a center fielder.
I mean, I'm sure they're going to be interested in Cody Bellinger. Maybe, you know, there's going to be some John Heyman article about it. But I just think that he is a Yankee, wants to be a Yankee. And even going back to the last call, thanks for the call, Josh, I compared him to DJ LeMahieu. I don't see him. I didn't even address that because, like, DJ LeMahieu versus Cody Bellinger, what's the comp? They're both like utility guys. They play, you know, different positions. You know, you said one good year for Cody Bellinger. It's not one good year for Cody Bellinger. Cody Bellinger was an MVP. Cody Bellinger is one at all. The Dodgers are supposed to be interested in Cody Bellinger. I still really do believe Cody Bellinger was hurt. I think he had a heel issue that was bothering him. Like, I think that affected him in the postseason. Cody Bellinger is 30. DJ LeMahieu was signed, I think, when he was 32? He was a little bit older. You know, I just heard the other night. Let me see if I can find that clip. Gerrit Cole. You got to hear Gerrit Cole talk about Cody Bellinger. I'll find that clip for you so I don't do it verbatim. I love listening to Gerrit Cole just talk baseball because he's so dominant, he's so good, but he's also such a freaking nerd. Gerrit Cole is such a baseball nerd. Like, I remember Gerrit Cole joining the Fox broadcast, and I think he told, like, A-Rod, Big Poppy, and Jeter, like, how he would pitch all of them. I like listening to him talk shop. There was another time him and Cone were talking pitching, and I'm like, they could do a weekly podcast just talking about pitching from now to the end of time, and people would listen to it. So yeah, I'm queuing up the Cody Bellinger conversation that Gerrit Cole had, and also Chris Rose talking about the Pete Alonso, Alex Bregman, Mets, Red Sox, maybe swapping players under Scott Boras. Coming up, but let's take another call. Andrew's in New Jersey on the Fan. Go for it, Drew.
Hey, what's up, man? So, I mean, I think the Yankees definitely need to go out and get two big bats, like a Bo Bichette and a Bregman. But the problem is, once again, it comes down to Cashman. I don't trust him. He thinks he's the smartest guy in the room. And I don't trust any of the signings he's going to do. And on top of it, Hal needs to realize that he's not the richest owner of baseball anymore when it comes to money. All these teams are going to spend money. The Mets, Phillies, the Dodgers, the Padres, they're all going to spend money. The Dodgers, I just saw, have $87 million now in free cap space they got to clear up. So, I mean, this is it for the Yankees. Like, how many more off seasons are we really going to go through where, you know, we do these penny-pinching moves and Cashman tries to sell them as, like, you know, the next best thing with the Dominguez's and all the prospects that have failed over the years? Like, when's enough with these prospects and we're going to actually go out and sign good players?
Thanks for the call, Andrew. There was a lot there that I disagree with. I mean, like, the Yankees have gone out. Like, what are you talking about? Last year, they went out and they traded for Cody Bellinger. They traded for Devin Williams. They signed Max Fried. Like, the year before, they went and traded for Juan Soto. Like, they've been doing that the last few seasons. They've been adding players. They added Rodon 2 years ago, 3 years ago. Like, they have been adding. They made sure Judge stayed. Hal Steinbrenner does not even kind of move like he's the richest owner in baseball at all. Hal Steinbrenner is acting more like he's the rest of the owners, you know, or at least talking about it. Talking about, hey, nobody can really do what the Dodgers do. And it was funny, I was on last night and somebody called in reference to Joel Sherman suggesting that Hal Steinbrenner wants to keep the Yankees' payroll under $300 million. And I was like, I think I even said, I'm like, it's November 11th. Hey, if the Yankees have an opportunity to sign Cody Bellinger, and I think we're out on Kyle Tucker, folks, another starter, another bat, not Bo Bichette. I like how you did that with Bo Bichette. Like, you know, some people say, like, oh, where'd you get that hoodie from? Tarjay. It's from Target, bro. Tarjay. I never heard anyone call Bo Bichette Bo Bichette. We're out on Bregman, too. They're not going to get Bregman. They have Ryan McMahon here under control. They also have Oswaldo Cabrera coming back. You might even see Ahmed Rosario come back. So here is Brian Cashman speaking today. We might as well start getting into some of the Cashman stuff from the Zoom. Brian Cashman was asked about the Yankees payroll and Joel Sherman reporting that, like, Hal Steinbrenner is going to try and get this under $300 million.
Great.
Cash, it's been reported that Hal would like to drop payroll below $300 million. Is that your understanding of where you guys are at?
I don't know if that's where we're at. I know that, we are always fluid with our payroll situation. And out of all the things that we have here, the organization, payroll usually is not an issue that we've had to deal with much of. They've always been supportive. So I think payroll is, it's always obviously something we play with, but we're pretty strongly invested. But what an ultimate payroll number is going to be, I haven't gotten that from Hal Steinbrenner.
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know, like, there's no reason to entertain that conversation. And I know that I have mentioned last year with the beard policy, Hal coming out and saying, I think we've spent enough at $307 and $308 million. But that was said in late March. It's November. We don't know yet, so chill. Anyway, here's Gerrit Cole. When I was saying I was listening to Gerrit Cole, there was Lou Gehrig, ALS. Excuse me. I'm sorry that I don't know the event that just took place. Sarah Langs was honored. It was the Lou Gehrig ALS event that just happened in New York. The Iron Horse Award was presented to Sarah Langs, and ALS United Greater New York's annual Lou Gehrig Legacy Gala. That happened last night. And here is Gerrit Cole, baseball nerd, but also dominant Cy Young winner, Cole World No Blanket, talking about his boy Cody Bellinger.
The importance of having Bellinger come back, can you talk about that?
Well, yeah. Do you know something I don't? Is he coming back?
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
So I'm asking, like, the importance of, like, you know,
of what he was to us. Yes.
Yes.
I mean,
like,
Cody's outstanding.
Come back, right?
I mean, in my career, I've never come across another player like Cody. I mean, there two other players come to mind. I think of Josh Harrison and I think of Sean Rodriguez back when I was on the Pirates. Both players that I thought could play at least three major league positions at above average defense. Cody fits that bill and then also has, like, a career OPS of 850, which is just in another league. So, fantastic player all around, fantastic clubhouse guy, great family man.
And he did not compare him to DJ LeMahieu because he's way more athletic than DJ LeMahieu. And do not forget that shot of Gerrit Cole's wife Cody Bellinger's wife and Carlos Rodon's wife and legends at the end of the season. And that made its rounds on Twitter where we were all like, Cody Bellinger's not going anywhere. Happy wife, happy life. You know, Garrett Cole kind of leaned into like, yeah, he's a great family man. Okay, before we go to break, here is Chris Rose as we lean into the conversation around Alex Bregman and Pete Alonso and the potential swap that could go on there. I think that a David Stearns would be more interested in Alex Bregman than a Pete Alonso. And then if that's the case, the Red Sox would be interested. Here is what Chris Rose had to say today on his podcast.
I think that Alex Bregman is leaving Boston. So that means they're going to need somebody to replace that production. And all I could imagine was this guy hitting about 60 home runs over that. It's a very tall wall in left field, but it's very close to home plate. So, Jolly, I hope that you didn't save any of your Pete Alonso jerseys, because he is not coming back to Citi Field. I think that how negotiations went last year rubbed him the wrong way. He said all the right things, as he always does. I think that Boston is going to go after a veteran bat that you know you can plug in the middle of that lineup every day. Say what you want about his shortcomings. He's a 900 OPS guy when he's going well. In that ballpark at Fenway, God knows what he could do. And having a veteran presence like that might allow them to trade one of their younger guys if they feel like they can't get a pitcher that they want in free agency. Pete Alonso, welcome to the AL East and Boston, Massachusetts, after inking your five-year deal.
No, 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 no. Hard disagree. I do not want to see that. I understand where you come from, Rosie, but nah. That's not you, Rosie, but they call Chris Rose Rosie. No, 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 no. I don't think Pete was rubbed the wrong way. They gave him $30 million for last year. He broke the home run record. Like, he was celebrated. If the rain didn't rain on his parade, you guys remember what happened. We got to go to break. 888-808-1019. We are now cooking up on the kind of warm stove, talking about the GM meetings, Scott Boras, Alex Bregman, Cody Bellinger, Pete Alonso, Tatsuya Imai, all that good stuff. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
Who will stay? Who will go? Big questions loom for the Yankees and Mets this offseason. Get the latest here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always streaming on the Odyssey TuneIn and iHeartRadio app.
Attention. Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-999-3339. That's 800-999-3339. Again, that's 800-999-3339.
Think Verizon, the best 5G network, is expensive? No, go ahead. Bring in a bill from AT&T or T-Mobile to a Verizon store today, and we'll give you a better deal. ¿Y ahora? ¿Qué vas a hacer with all those unwanted bills? Pues, how about a full-scale origami version of the Statue of Liberty? Fuera de broma, bring in your AT&T or T-Mobile bill to your local Verizon store in New York City today, and we'll give you a better deal for you and tu familia. Runs based on Root Metrics Root Score report dated 1H2025. Your results may vary. Requires post-paid consumer mobile bill from T-Mobile or AT&T dated within the past 45 days. Bill must be in the same name as the person redeeming the deal. Additional terms apply.
Meet the rush and get great deals at the Jeep Black Friday sales event. For well-qualified current FCA lessees, get an ultra-low mileage lease on the 2025 Jeep Grand Cherokee Laredo X4x4 for $379 a month for 42 months with $2,039 due at signing. Tax, title, license extra. No security deposit required. Call 1-888-925-JEEP for details. Requires dealer contribution and lease through Stellantis Financial. Current vehicle must be registered to consumer at least 30 days prior to lease to qualify. Extra charge for miles over $26,250. Not all customers will qualify. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery from dealer stock by 12-1. Jeep is a registered trademark.
Looking for the lowest price on name brand tires? Get to Town Fair Tire and get the guaranteed lowest price on any name brand tire. Nobody beats a Town Fair Tire deal. Nobody.
Town Fair Tire.
Are you fans? It's football season, so make sure you catch all of the Scarlet Knights gridiron action this season on WFAN. Scarlet Knights football is presented by RWJ Barnabas Health, the official healthcare provider of Rutgers Athletics. Let's be healthy together.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Talk New York sports on The Fan.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-9834. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps.
Another good day and night. Keith McPherson on The Fan as we have about 20 minutes until I say good morning on the other side. 888-808-1019. I could not resist the urge to talk baseball. I mean, how much do you want to go over Joe Shane sucks, Brian Daboll got fired, here comes Mike Kafka. We'll play the Jameis Winston cuts at some point. But we're all baseball fans. Or maybe we're not. Let me speak for myself. I'm a baseball fan. I like this type of stuff. I like this time of the year. What I like about baseball is it's all year long. As soon as the World Series ends, it's not long before we're all active with our hopes and dreams and wants. And I feel like this offseason right now, that like the Yankee fan is kind of reserved, you know? The Christmas list is not that long. The hopes and dreams and wishes are not that high. Like, let me again speak for myself. I am not expecting that much. I'm just kind of like, yo, whatever happens, happens. I expect them to feel like we got McDonald's at home. I expect them to feel like we've got enough. We were right there. You know, we just watched the World Series between the two teams that eliminated us the, you know, last two seasons, and we don't need to go shopping. We don't need to go out and get a whole new wardrobe. We got fits in the closet. So we're going to see. But on the Met side, and I was kind of leaning into this last night, I'm not a Met fan, but I don't hate the Mets. These are my Mets. I know more about this last 4 years of the Mets than any other 4 years ever of the Mets. And if I was a Met fan, I'd be mad as hell about how Juan Soto's first year ended with no appearance in the postseason. The whole reason you get Juan Soto is to see his postseason prowess where, you know, he has a slow heartbeat, ice in his veins when others don't. I'd be mad about the 5-year window closing without a World Series that Steve Cohen talked about. I'd be mad about David Stearns and his penny pinching approach from Milwaukee. It's funny to even say because it's like you have the richest owner in the sport. All these little marginal moves and like signing the like Chris Davinsky's and Dickie Love ladies and Justin Hagenmans. And like, I remember saying during the season, I'm like, that's going to be a game for like those deep Met fan nerds when you have a drinking game, like trying to think about this year, how many pitchers, like there was a number, I forget the number, how many different pitchers the Mets used in this failed season when they didn't have any pitching. So if I'm a Met fan this offseason, I want you to go trade for Tarek Skubal. I want you to sign one of the best pitchers. Go sign Michael King. I expect Edwin Diaz to be back as we're talking about pitching. Pete Alonso just broke the home run record. That number is low. I expect Pete Alonso to be back, to build on that number. You know, I expect you to shore up this team and don't sell me on anything else. I don't care about prospects. I don't care about Carson Benj. I don't care about young players. Like, no. We just watched the Dodgers go win the World Series again. The last team that the Mets danced with in the postseason and took two games off of them. Like, what's the whole point of getting Juan Soto and having Lindor, having Edwin Diaz, if you're not going to be trying to go for it? You're at the big boy table now. This is New York. You're expected to win. This isn't a rebuild. This isn't small market. This isn't David Stern's long-term vision. Your long-term vision is cool and all, but like in the short term right now, it's win now. 888-808-1019. So as the GM meetings continue, Scott Boras spoke, and then David Stearns was asked about something that Scott Boras said. So what we're going to play for you, and we're going to get to the phones. I see you guys calling, and I appreciate it because I know some of you guys are itching to talk baseball. You're not a Giants fan. You know, you don't care to talk about the Giants all day. Or, you know, this Knicks game, forget about it. You don't want to talk about big body Brunson having another ankle injury. It is what it is. Second half of a back-to-back. You got. Pete Alonso, Scott Boras' client.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Scott Boras was asked about Pete Alonso DHing. Or I don't even know if he was asked. I think it was... No, he was asked. But here is Scott Boras talking about the possibility of Pete Alonso, first baseman, becoming more of a DH.
How open is
Pete Alonso to DHing if he goes back to the Mets? Is that something he would consider going back?
I think Pete, at this point in his career, he's about winning, no doubt. Had that question a lot. There's no doubt that Pete's pursuers are primed to pay the Power Piper. You know, Pete picked the perfect period to play preeminently at a really a primary position.
He's too nice.
Playoff parched plethora will pounce to participate in the polar plunge.
He kept it P with the alliteration. Like, you gotta give it up to Scott Boras. Like that one. How much did he prepare that one? That one seemed a little bit more off the cuff.
Guy's a modern day Tupac over here. I mean, it's crazy.
He's Dr. Seuss or something, bro. The alliteration cracked me up with that one. The pay the Power Piper, participate in the polar plunge.
What a drop. What a hook.
And sorry to disappoint, David Stearns does not talk like that at all. Here's David Stearns on Scott Boras saying Pete Alonso would be open to DHing more.
Scott had mentioned that Pete seems at least open or amenable to the idea of being a DH. How does that kind of affect your value of him and your idea of how he fits into this
Pete's clearly a really good offensive player, and I think you know, for any team, the ability to get his bat in the lineup in multiple ways is helpful, and it's great to know that Pete is open to stuff like that.
Hey, what you mean for any team? What you alluding to?
See, my interpretation of that is, it's great to know Pete is open to stuff like that. Did you not know he was open to that? And if you didn't know that, why didn't you know that he was open to stuff like that? And to be fair, and you can go back and forth about Pete Alonso saying he wants to be a Met for life but never ever actually wanting to sign it. He's more than a really good offensive player.
Like Pete, no, he's one of the best.
Pete is a
in baseball for years now.
Excellent offensive player.
5 years.
So Stearns is already dropping the hints that this might not be a shoe-in that he will be returning to.
Maybe we're reading in between the lines too much, because I'm looking at his face. It's radio, but you could obviously go to SNY at SNY TV and look at him. I'm like, when I heard that before, I'm like, for any team, the ability to get his bat on. No, you are the president of baseball operations for the only team he's ever played for. Anyway, let me take these calls. My Met calls dropped off. It's taking a while, but whatever. You guys call back. I'm on to one. Avery in St. Louis on the fan. He is not a Met fan.
I'm banking on the Bombers to bargain in the Bellinger banter and bring his bat back to the Bronx.
Boom. Well done.
I prepped it for you. just now. I just wrote it down because I didn't want to fumble it on the air.
Bodied that Boris, the Boris bars.
Long time no speak. How's it going?
It's going, man. Devils just went down 2-1, but it's okay. They'll bounce back.
No, skin off my back.
Yeah, you're a Rangers fan. I know.
Oh, I got the sound effect.
Yeah, Paul in here wearing a Rangers hoodie. Big Rangers night tonight. 7 goals. How long did it take the Rangers to score 7 goals in their building?
Oh, my gosh. Well, at least we did it. We scored 6 in our building, 7 on the road. But anyway, Yankees, you know, I know that some people are saying that, and I know you said no to the, you said that we're out on Tucker, and I agree with you. Not just because I don't think he'd ever sign with us, because I don't, but because although there are some competitive offensive statistics, I believe that Bellinger's versatility and his hitting approach and the fact that he strikes out so infrequently compared to other players makes him more valuable in the kind of bat we need versus another power hitter. I think you'd agree with me on that.
Yeah, of course. I spoke a lot last year about his two-strike approach, chopping up choking up on the bat, how he'll chop a, you know, single through. Obviously, he's got that long swing when he wants to swing for the fences, but we need more hitters like that. I really am still reserved to the idea that he was not healthy in the postseason. I was at the game.
No,
I saw that slide, and I remember the reports on it, how they said he was limping around the clubhouse. He had some kind of heel issue.
Something with his heel, something with his foot. And obviously, tough. You know, we look at this outfield, right, and we see what happened in the playoffs. Bellinger was striking out and Trent was striking out. And with Bellinger, again, I'm going to give him the excuse for the heel. But with Grisham, I just don't understand. I do not want to bring Grisham back. I don't know where you are on that.
He can run down balls,
but he can't throw. And he obviously the hitting is a different situation.
Yeah, and then he had the hamstring, and I think he lost a step in the outfield. And there are times where he's a little too nonchalant for me in the outfield. It was cool while it lasted, right? He was the throw-in in the Juan Soto trade. The Yankees really won the Juan Soto trade with what they were able to get out of Trent Grisham this year. But paying him off of this year, long-term, it would be a mistake. And giving him the qualifying offer, I think the Yankees played it right because I don't think he's going to take that qualifying offer to come back, and I think the writing is on the wall. I think he understands. And he's going to get paid somewhere else. Somebody's going to pay him more than $20 million this offseason. This is his time to get paid. Right. Somebody's going to pay him. And the Yankees will get the compensatory pick.
You should put alliteration to that one. And one more point about the offseason. I know that we're going to get Cole back. I don't think we're going to get Schmidt back. If we do, it won't be for a while. We probably will, actually, because they say they will, but it won't be until July at best. I know that when we're going to try to figure out how this rotation is going to pan out, especially with Rodon being hurt right now, it's definitely we might see younger guys or guys we didn't think would get a chance come out of the system. But you can never forget about the importance of pitching. And I think that I at least hope that the Yankees learn from the fact that they only had one lefty in their bullpen in the playoffs last year. And their bullpen was definitely, I mean, they've got a good back end, but they need to surround it with more guys. And I love the offense conversation. Offense is super important, but this is a team that I really feel like pitching can become super, super important for us down the stretch and can really give us that competitive advantage when we need guys to lock.
The Yankees learning from their own mistakes would be wise. You can never have enough pitching. The depth is needed. Just look at the injuries last year.
The other point is, do the Yankees ever learn from their mistakes? Sometimes they do, but sometimes they don't.
They play stupid games and win stupid prizes a lot. I know that.
I better not be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs this offseason, too.
Thanks for the call, Avery. 888-808-1019. Yeah, I don't know, man. I was questioning last night how motivated Cashman is and how motivated the Yankees are after watching that World Series, after hearing all their fans talk. Actually, I have a Cashman cut before Paul gets out of here. You know, but through the Zoom call, Cashman was asked about a couple things that you should listen to. One, you know, fans saying that the Yankees are too reliant on the home run. Two, Aaron Boone's comments about analytics. So first, here is Brian Cashman's response to basically what you heard here on The Fan through the whole World Series is people are like, see, we need a Ernie Clement.
There's also been a lot of talk all year about the Blue Jays and their contact rates, their lack of strikeouts. What do you feel like the public is missing when it comes to the whole quantity of contact versus, you know, striking out more? Because a lot of times you guys get accused of having high strikeout rates and being too home run reliant.
I don't know. I know that you're probably having a comment section blown up. I'm not playing around in the public sphere. I mean, my focus solely is going to be constantly trying to improve on what either, hey, whoever we have, you know, try to improve their contact quality. You know, that's our hitting coach's job, is to obviously, you know, my job is to make sure our strengths remain our strengths and shore up our areas of weakness. Our specialty coaches with the personnel they're provided, you know, try to drive that on base percentage, that batting average, that slug to the highest levels possible and limit the strikeouts and the double plays, you know, on the, you know, hitting side. So, you know, improve the profiles of our current individual hitters or import ones, you know, that, you know, will limit the area that you have some exposure at. And that's sort of that's the trick of the trade a little bit. Like, can you acquire that in the trade market or free agent market? Does those exist currently? And what are the prices to acquire that? And how does it fit?
Okay. And then the next one, Brian Cashman was asked about Aaron Boone's comment saying that the Yankees were the least analytical team in the AL East. I know you've heard this conversation between me and Big Mac or whoever else on The Fan.
Aaron Boone made a comment on a podcast saying that the Yankees were the least analytical team with in-game decisions in the AL East. Is that how you view that? And is that a good thing in your opinion, if that is true?
Well, I know that's how we've been clearly accused of being too analytical. And despite analytics is a big spoke in a wheel, but it's not the only spoke in the wheel. We have the largest pro scouting department in the game, which we rely heavily on as well. And I just think he's trying to, bring the fans into the dugout, with the commentary constantly about, the front office is pulling the strings and every move seems to be the analytic department telling them what to do and everything's pre-scripted. None of that's true. So I think he was trying to, it sounds like that was just him defending. If you look around the league or the American League East, especially this is his defense, we're not wired in the dugout. So I don't know what goes into his decisions because they're split decisions. You have to make these decisions, pull a pitch or stay with a starter, pinch hit for a guy, run a guy, whatever. And ultimately he sees how the other teams have platoon advantages and they exploit them, 24/7. That's what they do. He would be more apt at times to lean into defying a platoon split if it's a veteran oriented player and that you signed here or you've had here for a while and plays.
All right, Cash, you're boring us. We got it. Devils tie it up. Dawson Mercer lights the lamp. 2-2 now with about 9:30 left in the third period. Let's see if the Devils can put the pitchforks in them. And we'll continue with some of the stuff from the GM meetings and more of your calls on the Yankees offseason, the Mets offseason. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll say good morning on the other side. We'll be right back.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.